is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
On this vote, the yeas are 174, the nays are 235.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill have defeated a second spending plan to avert a government shutdown this weekend. This time it was backed by President-elect Trump and Elon Musk. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance.
The Democrats just voted to shut down the government because they didn't want to give the president negotiating leverage.
This time, many GOP lawmakers joined Democrats to oppose a plan that would have suspended the federal debt limit for 2 years. Bottom line, CBS's Jared Hill.
The shutdown would come at a high cost to federal workers just before the holidays. The Pentagon says active military personnel could go without a paycheck. So would TSA agents.
U.S. diplomats have arrived in Syria to meet with militias who assumed control of the government almost 2 weeks ago. The BBC's Tom Bateman.
This is the first American diplomatic appearance in Damascus in more than a decade. It is a further sign of the dramatic shifts underway in Syria since the fall of the Assad regime, and the speed of efforts by the US and Europe, also leaning on Arab countries to try to influence its emerging governance.
Winter officially begins tomorrow, and the biggest snowstorm of the season has dumped half a foot on Minnesota. Dave Jorgensen feels like he got lucky in Rochester.
This snow was nice because it was light and fluffy, so the wet stuff is a little harder to move.
Snow and ice have made for treacherous driving in the Midwest. Bad weather also affecting air travel this holiday getaway weekend. Luigi Mangione, the young man suspected of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO, is in jail in New York, a day after he faced state and federal charges that carry the possibility of the death penalty. Mayor Eric Adams.
This act of terrorism and the violence that stems from it is something that would not be tolerated in the city.
A once popular discount chain is going out of business. Here's CBS's Michael Wallace.
Every day is Black Friday at Big Lots.
The bankrupt discount retailer was planning to sell all its assets to a private equity firm, but now expects that deal will fall through. It's planning a big going out of business sale at all its locations. It's been a rough year for many retailers. By one estimate, 45 retailers have filed for bankruptcy, up from 25 last year.
King James notches a new milestone.
LeBron now more minutes than anybody in the history of the league as he passes Cap.
He played his 547,000 regular season minute during last night's Lakers-Kings game. That tops the record set by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1989. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow with a quick look at news this morning. Well, Racine County has a new county executive. Yesterday's special election turned out results late last night. Unofficial numbers this morning show that Ralph Malecki defeated County Clerk Wendy Christensen in the special election yesterday. He will fill out the remaining term of Jonathan Delgrave, who passed away unexpectedly in June. Yesterday's snow now behind us, and it didn't get too bad here in Racine or Kenosha. To the north, though, things got a little dicey on the Milwaukee freeway system yesterday afternoon into the evening. The further north you go up Highway 41 or 43, the deeper the snow got, too. They had winter storm warnings out until very early this morning, north of Fond du Lac and south of Green Bay, all the way across the central part of the state. Looks like things warm up a little bit for the weekend, maybe rain on Monday. And using the love of family, people are still scamming the elderly for thousands upon thousands of dollars in fraud. Lisa Hale has more.
Local law enforcement agencies are asking residents to be alert and aware of a scam targeting the elderly in Wisconsin. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Office says victims are being scammed out of thousands of dollars by people who phone them saying their loved ones are in jail or have been in an accident. The scammers ask the victims to withdraw large sums of cash, like $5,000 to $45,000, and ask them to wait for a courier or a bondsman who will come by and take custody of their bond. Officials ask residents to share this information with friends and family to prevent these scams from continuing.
That's Lisa Hale reporting for Civic Media News. In for Stuart J. Waddles this morning, I'm Chris Morrow from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. News twice an hour at the top and bottom of the hour or on demand online at WRJN.com.
Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning the NBA Cup, the Milwaukee Bucks are on the road tonight against the team with the best record in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bucks are 14-11 after the break. The Cavaliers in first place at 23-4. Three former Bucks players named nominees to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Marcus Johnson, Terry Cummings, and John McLaughlin, and Coach Doc Rivers, also named a nominee. College basketball, the Badgers go back to work this weekend at the Kohl Center. They will host a Horizon League team, the Detroit Mercy Titans, at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. NFL, Packers practicing in the snow. There's a chance for some flurries Monday night when they host the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs says he likes games in the snow.
I like the game just because, you know, cold games, snow games, because defenders don't really want to hit. It kind of make them make decisions. You got to kind of make a business decision at times, and it's easier for me because I'm going to make you have to make that decision.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Light snow will continue off and on this morning, although I do not expect much more accumulation. It'll be mostly cloudy with clearing this afternoon. Our high today in the low 30s, the wind north at 15 to 25. 15 tonight, partly cloudy, 25 tomorrow, back to 32 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
My favorite Christmas show, though, is the Fireplace TV show. Do you guys watch the Fireplace TV? I love the Fireplace TV show. It's just a fireplace for 3 hours. Sounds boring? Sucks me in every time. My mom's like, hey, dinner's ready. I'm like, oh, the guy's here. The arm's here. Everybody get in here. The guy's here. He's poking the fire. It's like, it's not like a professional fire tender. Some chubby arm all hairy jabbing at it. It's great. But you don't have to wait for Christmas anymore. I found this out. You can now watch the Fireplace TV show anytime you want to on Netflix Instant Streaming. They have 3 episodes for the Fireplace TV. I binged them. I watched them all. I won't spoil the ending, but because it's on Netflix, they have all the amenities of every other Netflix show, including closed captioning. It's true. I turned it on for 3 hours. In parentheses, it just says, crackling.
Thank you. from the movie A Hard Day's Night, one of the greatest rock and roll movies ever. Not one of the greatest, the greatest rock and roll movie ever. The Beatles, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. We've got a Christmas classic coming up for you in a few moments. It's 6:10. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here today. Kind of messy out there. It's not bad. It's just messy. We've got cloudy weather for the rest of the day. Snow showers, highs near 35. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 15. That won't be long-lived, though. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 24. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 33 and 40 by Monday. So it's been a strange, you know, December so far. It's not even winter yet. I think winter kicks in tomorrow, right? Yeah. Yeah, winter's tomorrow. We're going to kick off winter with a high near 40 on Monday. That's not bad at all. Hey, coming up a little after 7 o'clock today, we're going to give you our final. This is the final one. I feel so sad. Our final grown-up gift list. Text to win keyword. All right, it's our final one, and we'll do it right after 7 o'clock. It's our statewide contest for your chance to win some great prizes. So that's coming up after 7. Also, the mayor is going to be here. His honor, Racine Mayor Corey Mason, is going to be in studio today. So that's all coming up right here at WRJN. But first, here's a guy who lived in my hometown. Here's Neil Diamond. Here's Cracklin' Rosie.
Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. Gonna ride till there ain't no more to go, taking it slow, and Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, itching on a twilight train, ain't nothing here that I care to take along, maybe a song, to sing when I want. Say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running. Store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Neil Diamond, Cracklin' Rosie, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too. We have one for you coming up in just a few moments. All right, you order your gifts online, but what do you do if they don't make it in time for Christmas? According to a survey, here's what people said to do. And these are pretty good. 45% of people said give someone a photo of the gift. That's good. 28% will give them an IOU note as a placeholder. Also a good idea because, you know, sometimes they don't show up on time. So those aren't bad ideas. I like them. 614 WRJN. Here come the Beach Boys.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
giving up her vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up her vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Vibrations here with the theremin instrument making those strange sounds. It's 6:18 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics too. We've got a Christmas classic from the movie Home Alone coming up in just a moment. For today, cloudy snow showers, highs near 35, partly cloudy tonight, lows around 15. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 24, partly sunny 33, the high on Sunday, the high of 40 on Monday. I like that. Cloudy, 33 degrees right here at Radio Park. So a poll asked people what they use for a Christmas tree topper. A star, the most popular answer, followed by an angel atop the Christmas tree. But others go with something less conventional like Santa's hat or Yoda from Star Wars. Yeah, nothing says the birth of our Savior like Yoda from Star Wars, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jim Carrey was serious about retiring from acting until he wasn't. The actor told the Associated Press that he was going to retire, but bought a lot of stuff and needed money. Desperation is not a very good negotiating tactic, so I'm guessing that is why Carrey probably walked back his comments to comicbook.com, saying he was joking. You can catch Carrey in Sonic Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. In Where Are They Now news, one of the lovable thugs in Home Alone was played by Daniel Stern. You might remember him as the guy who had maybe the greatest scream in movie history when Macaulay Culkin put the huge spider on his chest. Stern posted a video on Blue Sky showing what he is doing now, tangerine farming. He gave his followers a tour of his studio and fruit squeezing apparatuses. It was actually really cool. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ooh, my.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tessnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text TIGER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text TIGER to 42424. That's TIGER to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen. Sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days, be merry and bright.
Yes, be featured in the movie Home Alone, the Drifters version of White Christmas at WRJN. Got a poll here. 20% of people say they expect to get a gift from their boss this year. Workers say the best gift they can get is cash, always king, like a bonus. The second most popular answer is extra paid time off, followed by a gift certificate to a store or restaurant, and a physical present like a tech gadget or an item of clothing. The least popular option, an invitation to a holiday party. I don't know. I kind of like holiday parties. Free food? I'll take that any day of the week. It's 625 Diana Ross Supremes. Ain't no mountain high enough.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Version of that, the Supremes, or was it Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell? I'm gonna look that up. This is burning in my brain this morning. I have to figure it out. It's 6:28. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too. Here at WRJN. Also coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, a little after seven, our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. Our final keyword. I've got it for you, and I'll tell you what the prize is this morning. You're going to like it, too. And, of course, you're in the running for a lot of other prizes, too, once you send us the keyword. Now, here's how you do it. You download the Civic Media app. You go to civicmedia.us or the App Store, and you download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN. Click on it, and you'll text that keyword I'm going to give you right after 7 o'clock this morning, and I'll do it a couple of times in the hour. Coming up also after 7 o'clock, His Honor Racine Mayor Corey Mason's going to be in studio. We've got some things to talk about this morning. Let's see what else we got for you. That's about it. Okay. Okay. You know, the average American spent 110 hours just searching for stuff to watch in 2024. So you spend 4.5 days worth of the year just scrolling through Netflix. The most common complaint was streaming services are loaded with too much old stuff that you have to sift through. One in four also said there's too much new original content produced. So I guess you can't please everyone, eh? It's 6:30 on the nose. Let's check news. We got Chris in for Stewart this morning.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, good morning. I am Chris Morrow with a look at what's happening in news this morning. In for Stuart J. Waddles. Businessman Ralph Malecki faced off against County Clerk Wendy Christensen in yesterday's special election for the Racine County Executive's position. The election, of course, prompted by the unexpected death of Jonathan Delagrave back in June. Malecki secured the majority of the votes and will fulfill the rest of Delagrave's term. Little snow fell around Racine and Kenosha counties yesterday, but nothing compared to what happened further up north. The lake effect snow machine started up around Sheboygan and points north of that, dumping several inches of heavy, wet snow to the north of the Milwaukee metro area. All the way to Green Bay, things are still snowed in this morning. Luckily around here, just a couple of inches. Things not so bad in Milwaukee either, but things are still a little bit slippery with some blowing snow in the air this morning. Be careful where you're driving. Well, this weekend brings on the winter solstice. All kinds of mysteries surrounding the shortest day of the year. Lisa Hale has a report.
Of the four major December holidays, Yule, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, Yule, or the winter solstice, appears on the calendar first this year. Reverend Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld, Wisconsin, says this time of year is the perfect time to embrace different celebrations and cultures.
Take this as a real opportunity to learn about cultural diversity and the rich tapestry of celebration that humankind has had as we have moved into the renewing of the sun, the renewing of self, and planetary renewal as well.
Yule celebrations begin on the longest night of the year, December 20th, and continue through New Year's Day.
That's Civic Media's Lisa Hale reporting. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow. News at the top and bottom of every hour or on demand online at WRJN.com.
Artificial intelligence. You may not think you're engaged in that process now, but you might be surprised. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. Wisconsin's taking a real look at artificial intelligence. Amy Pahacek, Department of Workforce Development Secretary, says right now, data-driven industries are relying on artificial intelligence to help augment some of the dull or dirty jobs that a lot of humans don't want to do. And that includes a big sector of agriculture.
We know right now 18% of Wisconsin farmers are using precision agriculture practices, which are augmented from AI. Again, this is things like GPS, computer and farm equipment technology, to do seeding and soil maintenance, and also look at things like herd health on the dairy farm. We toured Agriculture Center of Excellence in Wausau, and we looked at really cool automated robotic milking systems. This helps augment the fact that right now we know population shortages exist in our rural areas.
That's Amy Pahacek. She's the secretary of the Department of Workforce Development. And if you say, well, I'm not involved in agriculture, I'm not impacted by artificial intelligence, think again. Pahacek says, according to the latest U.S. Census Bureau data, Wisconsin is number one in terms of early adoption of artificial intelligence, and 15% of employees do work with AI as part of their daily work life. She also notes another 5% of businesses are planning to adopt artificial intelligence in the next 6 months.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre Solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre Solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
And the 2024 Wisconsin Outstanding Teacher, named by the Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom program, hails from Milwaukee. Find out more about Joshua Gonzalez at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Light snow will continue off and on this morning, although I do not expect much more accumulation. It'll be mostly cloudy with clearing this afternoon. Our high today in the low 30s, the wind north at 15 to 25. 15 tonight, partly cloudy, 25 tomorrow, back to 32 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Sometimes when I fly, I'm friendly and I feel like talking to the person next to me, but sometimes I don't. I've been on a plane for 6 hours. I don't look at the person next to me. I don't talk to them. I don't even acknowledge their existence. And when the plane lands and we're pulling up to the gate, I like to go, "So what's your name? Do you have any hobbies or anything you want to talk about? Well, let's get off the aircraft then. What do you say? I rented a car. This happened the other day. I had to be someplace at 11 a.m. I'm driving. I glanced down. It's 10:25, which gave me plenty of time to get where I was going. A few minutes later, I glanced down again. It's 10:25. Then I realized I'm listening to 102.5. I'm late. I'm late for my appointment.
The sun's rising, the coffee's burning. It wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
Do 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 down, do be do down down. Comma comma down, do be do down down. Comma comma down, do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your
Neil Sedaka did that song. He also did a slow version in the, I think the 70s, wasn't it? Yeah, he did a very slow version of the song, but he had hit with two versions. That's pretty good. Breaking Up is Hard to Do, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. Don't forget to download the Civic Media app right now, because after 7 o'clock, I'll give you the final keyword in our statewide text to win contest. So get ready for that. Also, His Honor, Racine Mayor Corey Mason, going to be in a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Check this out. A very disturbing murder case in Spain was solved because Google Street View caught the suspected killer putting the body in the trunk. Whoever knew you'd be done in by Google Street View, huh? Tommy James, the Shondells. I think we're alone now.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. Understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night, and then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now.
We gotta hide what we're doing, 'cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound.
Chandel, 641, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. This is kind of creepy and kind of scary at the same time. Any homes for sale in your neighborhood? There's a new app that will let homebuyers see their neighbors' politics. How does that even happen? How do you figure that out? That's kind of spooky and scary, huh? Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People, 641 at WRJN. My Sly and the Family Stone song. All right, I got a good story here from Sly and the Family Stone. We ran a concert once at a radio company I worked for. There was a I'm looking at two things at one time. We had a concert at one of our radio stations. This is back in the 70s, and the company rented the entire arena. It was a huge arena. And they sold out the concert, Sly and the Family Stone, the headliner. And come the night of the concert, everybody's waiting. No Sly and the Family Stone. He just didn't show up. And he was known for that. I don't know why they ever booked him. But the radio station had to give everybody their money back. And they lost money on the rental of the arena. That they still had to pay for. They had an opening act, and that was it. No Sly and the Family Stone. So the company banned every Sly and the Family Stone record. We couldn't play him anymore. And I'm sure that hurt Sly. And the strange part was he had a number one song at the time, Family Affair, and we weren't allowed to play it. Anyway, that's my Sly and the Family Stone story. The Association of Windy at 6:45. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. We got one of those coming up for you in a moment. But first, it's Windy.
Who's
Association of Windy, 647 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics as well. And don't forget, coming up a little after 7 o'clock, it's our final grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest at WRJN. The final one for me, anyway. Today's the final day of it. And I've got a keyword to give out this morning after 7 o'clock. But first, you got to download the Civic Media app. Go to the App Store, go to civicmedia.us, download the app. Look through all the call letters. You'll find WRJN hidden amongst all the call letters. Click on WRJN, and when you do that, you'll be able to see the area for texting, and I'll give you that keyword to text. Okay, that's coming up a little after 7. Also, His Honor, Racine Mayor Corey Mason going to be here after 7 o'clock as well this morning. But first, I got a question for you. Can you name America's national bird? If you said the Roadrunner, you're wrong. If you said the bald eagle, you're equally wrong. The correct answer is we've never had one. We all think it's the bald eagle because it's on our currency and the presidential seal, but it's only ever been the unofficial bird until now. The House just passed a bill this week to make it the official bird. I see the House was able to pass something, right? The Senate already voted for it unanimously this past summer, and now President Joe Biden just has to sign off on it, and we have a national bird, finally. We have the bald eagle.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Oh, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
WRJN.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time. It's the happiest season of all, with the holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. Marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting,
there'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful.
It's a Christmas classic from Andy Williams at WRJN. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Well, this is tough love. A mom in the UK says she's spending $11,000 on herself this Christmas. $11,000. And nothing on her three kids because, quote, I want them to be social media stars. And withholding gifts will teach them to make money themselves. Wow, that is tough love, huh? $11,000 on yourself. What are you buying? It's 6:55 WRGN. Local news, timeless hits, back from 1972 with a looking glass.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their home. There's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy.
with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
And the Pied Piper, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, here at WRJN. All right, this is moron news. Are you ready for this? A teen punk porch pirate twerked after stealing a package and then returned to the house to complain when the victim put the footage of it online. They said, come on, dude, not cool, bro. That's me on the internet. Well, here, I have a little bit of advice. Don't steal, and you won't be an internet star. How's that? 7 o'clock on the noggin right now. We've got the mayor coming up.
News and timeless hits, WRJN, Kenosha.
Right now, here's news from CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A government shutdown could be just hours away after Congress rejected a spending plan supported by President-elect Trump.
We will regroup and we will come up with another solution.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, after dozens of Republicans joined Democrats to vote against a proposal that included suspending the federal debt limit for 2 years. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
There's a very simple way out of this, and it's the only way out of this, which is to go back to the original agreement that was hammered out over